Phoenix. Life's getting better.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Ian, thank you very much for joining me for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of my favorite guys in the automotive world is lined up, ready to spend the whole hour with us. He's the deputy editor online for Consumer Reports, and we're going to be talking about a whole slew of different things with our very special guest, Jeff Bartlett, in this hour of the broadcast. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, he's the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He also contributes to the values of classic motorcycles for Kelley Blue Book, easy enough for me to say. Mr. Phil Skinner will be joining us for the entire second hour of the show, reporting from the just-concluded Mecum auction out there in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the fairgrounds. And I know they had a huge sale there, I believe, more than 2,000 cars going over the block. On hour number three, on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, will be joined by a representative from Royal Purple Motor Oil, as well as Charlie Vogelheim, a guy who's had a lot of different titles in his automotive career. He's been with IntelliChoice. He's been with Kelley Blue Book. You name it, he's been with it. He's now vice president for a new company called Digital Airstrike. Sounds like a video game, but it is not. It is to do with the automotive industry. We'll find out more from Charlie in hour number three of the broadcast. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us anywhere throughout North America on our toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. You can also reach out via the email anytime, bob@boblongradio.com. As usual, since I have a 19-month-old daughter at an advanced age, I'm a little bit sleep-deprived here at the moment, but nevertheless, hopefully my brain and mouth are beginning to get back in sync, because it's time to welcome our good friend Jeff Bartlett to the airways of Auto World. Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing great, and I'm well-rested.
Good.
Hopefully you'll be able to catch up, too.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the cool things that are going on. You guys have been doing some really good tests, and we're going to be talking about a comparison test between some sport utility vehicles, and we're also going to be talking about distracted driving. But why don't we begin by talking about something that you guys covered just a little while back, and that's a survey about automotive repair. Tell us a little bit about Consumer Reports Car Repair Survey, Jeff.
Sure. What we took a look at is satisfaction with car maintenance and repair, looking at the differences between having work done at a dealership versus an independent shop. This was a large survey. We collected data on 168,000 vehicles. In digging through it, we noticed some pretty clear trends.
Yeah, tell us about those trends, because this is something that affects everybody. Whether you got a brand new car or an older car, everybody has to bring it in for service. And I understand lots of folks kind of favor the independent shops.
That's right. As you look across all of the brands, the general trend is independents have a clear advantage. And when you dig into the data a little bit, and you look at what is it that customers are less satisfied with, and it always comes back to price. And this really isn't surprising, of course, given the economy and just the simple cost of maintaining a vehicle with high labor rates and expensive parts. That's really no surprise. So we find that people are happier with the prices at independent shops, but it still remains their number one gripe.
How about the service chains, places like Jiffy Lube or Midas or Pet Boys? Did you do some research into those, Jeff?
The franchise shops also performed relatively well for basic maintenance. It all comes down, like I said, to price. So the shops that can offer an affordable price on the basic service is going to be very satisfying. Now, of course, a lot of those chain shops can't handle some of the more expensive, complicated, larger tasks. So that's certainly something that's going to impact. Ultimately, when we asked, what type of shop do you no longer use, which is a real measure of satisfaction,
mm-hmm.
half the group that said they changed shops cited a dealership. The third largest group was an independent shop, and much further down on the list was a franchise chain such as a Midas or a Sears. So we see from the consumer's perspective that those types of franchises clearly have their place, but for the big stuff, you're probably going to try another type of shop.
Let's talk about the top-ranked brands for dealerships among the original equipment manufacturers. I was surprised to see that a couple of American brands were right at the top.
Yeah, and this is something we've seen through repeated years of doing the survey. Right at the top, with a distinct advantage, Buick, Lincoln, Cadillac, GMC, Chevrolet. And statistically, within spitting distance, is Jaguar, Lexus, Chrysler, BMW. So we see quite a lot of relatively mainstream dealerships, perhaps Lexus and BMW aside, really clustered at the top. So it's not only the prestige brands that can keep their customers happy. But, of course, the price that these dealerships will vary by brand, as well as the expectations of the customer.
I would imagine with the premium brands such as Jaguar or Lexus or BMW, the hourly rate for their service technicians must be significantly higher than some of the more mainstream brands such as Chevrolet. Is that the case, Jeff?
Well, generally, you do see that, but the difference may not be as great as you may think. Typically you see $10, $20, $25 difference. I think where the real cost comes in is a prestige brand typically has a more expensive facility to maintain, probably higher level of training is necessary, and more expensive equipment. As well as they tend to go beyond a free cup of coffee and have, really a more posh waiting area. So, all of these things add up. But the specific labor rate, it's not as different as the purchase price of the vehicle might be a prestige car versus a mainstream car.
Jeff, were there any surprises that you uncovered when putting this story together for Consumer Reports Auto?
Well, these findings very much mirror what we've seen in the recent past. It's always interesting to dig in deeper and try and tease out a little bit more info. This year we did something different in that we recontacted some of the people who were dissatisfied to get to that granularity. And what we found was something that I think is both illustrative of issues that can inform the industry as well as warn customers. And that is that half of them said when they were unhappy, it was because the problems weren't fixed properly. Now, that's a real issue on both sides of the fence. It's very expensive for a dealership or shop to have to repeat work, and it's obviously pretty inconvenient for customers. The price being high was a problem for a third of them, which we've identified. And for a quarter of the people, they said that they had to bring the car back to have something fixed that either fell apart or didn't hold up. And another quarter said that they felt that they had been sold parts and service that was unnecessary, which probably underscores the feeling of paying too much.
Yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense. If anybody has any comments about Consumer Reports' survey on car repairs, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about summer and family travel. It's all straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Well, I saw a product done, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again, but I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,591.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,631.80, $815.90 for a half ounce, or $407.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,631.80, $815.90, and $407.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Auto World rolls on great radio stations across North America, as well as the AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com and GCNLive.com. Jeff Bartlett is with us, Deputy Auto Editor for Consumer Reports Auto, and we're going to have Jeff for the entire hour. And we'd love to hear from you either via the email or via the telephone. The telephone is 855-660-4261. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Jeff, it's that time of the year. Lots of folks are looking ahead to summer vacation, and the mode of travel preferred by most families is the automobile. And you guys at Consumer Reports have put together some really great information about getting ready for summer travel. Tell us a little bit about some of the findings and some of the important things. And, of course, maybe we should touch on also that recent incident in New York that a vehicle wasn't properly loaded, evidently, when it toppled off the bridge. And that's a point that we should definitely emphasize when heading out for a family road trip. You got to make sure you got to have your vehicle properly loaded.
That's all true. There was a very tragic accident that happened on the Bronx River Parkway a few weeks ago, involving an SUV filled with three generations of family that went over the edge on a very tall bridge. You know, that underscores the worst case scenario. You know, when you're heading out on vacation with family and friends, the last thing you want to do is end up on the side of the road like that. Really, it's important to do all of the things you probably do routinely for your regular car, but because a road trip has typically a long distance involved, a vehicle loaded, and, you know, the expectation of good time, you want to take the extra steps to go through, inspect the vehicle, make sure it's properly maintained. Is it current on its service? Are things like the brakes up to snuff, the batteries charged and working properly? Make sure the tire's in great shape, properly inflated, all the fluids are topped off, belts and hoses all look okay. Basic inspection can go a long way. And then the packing of it becomes important as well. You know, some of these tragic accidents we've heard about over the years, really, involving SUVs, highlight a couple things that people may just take for granted. When you think of an SUV as a big, strong, tough vehicle that's capable of doing anything you can imagine or throw at it. But the reality is many of them have significant cargo limitations, and their inherent shape and design makes them more prone to rollovers. So you want to check and see how much weight can the vehicle bear. A lot of SUVs really can't hold that much. Say a Nissan Murano, it's rated for about 900 pounds, which means if you have a good-sized adult in each of the five chairs, you're going to take care of that weight before you start throwing in all the coolers and extra goodies you're going to want. So know what the limitation is. Pack nice and tight, so that things don't move around should you get in an accident or have to brake hard. Because certainly if you're going 60 miles an hour and something comes loose, whether it's a cooler or your dog, you don't want to be hit at an object going that speed. And finally, you want to keep the weight down low. You know, putting something heavy up on the roof, for instance, is only going to throw off the center of balance and make it more prone to rollover. There's a reason why the manufacturer didn't put stuff up on the roof. You should think twice about doing it yourself, especially on a long trip.
That's some really good advice. And definitely, you know, folks should anticipate the stuff that they don't expect to happen when going out on a road trip, because, like you say, doing not only the proper packing, but also making sure your vehicle is in proper running order, because there's nothing worse than being stuck on a road trip with your vehicle broken down, and if it's a small town or something, and they don't have the parts or the service means to get it done, it can really turn into a nightmarish situation.
And you often see in the summer that is exactly what happens to, you know, many people. You see a family on the side of the road with seemingly everything, including the kitchen sink, unpacked and stacked up on the side of the road, as they're trying to dig out a spare tire or the tools to address their problem, which is a good reminder that you want to make sure that spare tire is in good shape too. Often people just completely ignore it because, you know, out of sight, out of mind. But you want to check the pressure and make sure that it is in good serviceable condition, especially not only is your trip counting on it, but if you're unpacking everything on an 80-degree day, you're going to make sure you end up with a happy ending.
Absolutely. Very well said, Jeff. another story which really seems to dominate the headlines, and you guys have done a wonderful report on it in Consumer Reports, is a story about distracted driving. And I love the picture of the young man driving the vehicle here. He doesn't have a seatbelt on, and he looks like he's texting, and the young lady with him is on the cell phone. She doesn't appear to have a seatbelt on. Young drivers at risk, there's no question about it. This is becoming a big problem.
It absolutely is, and it's no surprise. Young people are most vulnerable to this because they're less experienced driving, and they're at risk in the best of conditions. And they're also the most likely to have some kind of portable device, likely a smartphone these days, that draws their attention. Young kids, studies keep showing, find using a smartphone even more appealing than driving. Well, that makes for a pretty volatile combination when they're trying to do both. So we did recently conduct a major survey to try and better understand what the risks are. And the risks are significant, but there are some glimmers of hope as well.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the areas of distraction. Certainly the automakers continue to put more and more cool devices in the vehicle, but like you say, if you're a younger driver and you come into the equation without that experience, all these cool devices really can add up to serious trouble.
Well, that is another facet, and it puts the automakers in kind of a delicate position, because with young people prizing the ability to interact with the smartphone, automakers are challenged to pull them into new cars, not only today, but in the years ahead as, you know, the young generation gains more buying power. So you're seeing more systems like GM's Q or Toyota's Entune that allow the car and the phone to interface, share information, allow music to stream, do all kinds of really cool stuff. But it's all things that can distract from the task at hand. And what we found in evaluating these systems is there's a fair amount of variability in how easy they are to use, particularly when it comes to digging into kind of secondary functions. You know, everyone wants to scan radio stations, which is fine. But these are opening up doors to all kinds of activities that we simply couldn't do in cars a few years ago.
That is so true, Jeff. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about distracted driving. Then we'll turn our attention to some comparison tests of sport utility vehicles. This is Auto World.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're talking with Jeff Bartlett. He is Deputy Auto Editor for Consumer Reports Online and specializes on the auto side of the fence. And we're talking about distracted driving, in particular a survey about young drivers at risk and what's happening in that realm. And if anybody has a comment, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261 or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Jeff, it seems like Internet connectivity is not that far off from all vehicles. It's already available in a number of high-end brands, including Audi and a few others, but we're going to see the day in the not-too-distant future that folks are going to be able to do lots of stuff right in their vehicle that couldn't be done not that long ago.
Yeah, and it's going to create a tough challenge for industry, which is seeing that they have the technical ability to do quite a lot of innovative things. They're going to have to decide what they should do versus what they can do. The ability to connect and pull all kinds of information into the car does pose new and unique risks. At the same time, it also offers some interesting opportunities that we're starting to see on the horizon. You know, the concept of smart infrastructure, the ability for cars to share information to help manage traffic flow and warn of hazards up ahead. There can be some real positive elements to the connections. But what, you know, is, I think, inarguable as a distraction is some of the other things that have been played with, such as, you know, having Twitter and Facebook and texting as you drive.
And texting as you drive is really a big problem. And even the toy makers, you know, I was interested, it was interesting to see in this article here that you kind of pointed out the fact that toy makers are sending the wrong messages to future drivers by mixing phones with dashboards on little toys that are meant for really small kids. So right from the get-go, they're going to see the car and the cell phone integrated into one piece.
We're watching this topic very closely, and it really stood out to us as, you know, we're continuing to research that toy makers are putting phones in little toy cars. The idea of having something that is really meant to represent texting while driving is just teaching, you know, our future generation bad habits. As we saw in the survey, about half of the teens we interviewed so that they've seen their parents texting behind the wheel.
Hmm.
And the idea of, you know, most things are learned behaviors. Boy, you really don't want the kids learning it at that young, especially when you, without the context of explanation. At least hopefully a teen, while they may see a behavior that really shouldn't be replicated, at least is learning the context, you know, through school and other means that this is dangerous. And the survey showed that people are hearing that from their fellow teens. So the word is getting out, but whether or not it can overcome the new opportunities that are popping up in the cars remains to be seen.
You know, as you pointed out, a lot of the automakers, the OEMs, already have some pretty sophisticated systems, such as the Ford Sync and MyTouch system, as well as you pointed out, the GM system. Are these systems helping? Or are they not helping? I hear both sides of the fence, because if people really get to learn these systems well, I mean, they can do some remarkable things. But I know some folks who are not too electronically inclined, and you know, these are older folks, and they're always fumbling around with their MyTouch system, and so they're potentially just as bad off as the teenager who's texting.
Well, what we found in our testing is that, you know, a lot of these new systems in the cars is dependent on a touch screen like the Ford system.
Mm-hmm.
And without that simple tactile feel, the ability to reach out and identify, yes, I grabbed the big knob, that must be the volume, it requires your eyes to come off the road in order to target the right place, especially if you're bouncing a little bit, you know, the car vibrates and you're trying to zero in on something out of reach. Attention does have to come off the road. That's one of the concerns. Another with systems like the Ford's, you know, my Ford Touch, is they're using the technology to allow the driver to configure the screen as they best see fit, which sounds like a neat concept. And probably plays out really well on a desktop computer when they're all huddled around an art director, you know, big 30-inch screen or whatever.
Yeah.
But the idea of having a non-professional person determining, well, it would be neat to put this there, I might like that, it could lead to overcrowded screens, could lead to making some functions more difficult than they might otherwise be. You know, essentially, Ford, through doing this, is conceding some control of the car rather than using their, you know, staff ergonomist, ooh, I tripped, to choose what's displayed and have ample redundant hard keys. So, you know, that's something that has us a little concerned as well.
And what would be your recommendation to folks out there? If you're going to send a text, just basically pull over and basically set a good example for other members who might be in the car, younger folks, or anybody, actually.
Well, pulling over is certainly the best way to go, whether making a phone call or sending a text message. You know, we certainly understand it's a connected world. You know, it's not that we at Consumer Reports don't own smartphones ourselves, but the roads are also a dangerous place to be multitasking. If you must communicate, pull over. There are parking lots and side roads all across the land. There, you know, ample supply. Otherwise, it's really incumbent upon the driver to exercise the self-control. And if that is a challenge, which I may be for some people, shut the phone off for the half-hour commute. All those messages will come in as soon as you turn it back on. There are certainly applications that can help you to get through those challenges, but Really, it's very simple. For free, just hit the off button. Toss it in the back seat where you can't reach it.
That's very good advice, Jeff. And definitely more people also should get more into vehicles and, you know, pay attention to the nuances of driving. I mean, I find that a lot of young folks, you know, don't have the, let's say, the love of the engine node or how well a car handles the tactile aspects of driving. I think that's becoming a little bit lost on some of the younger generations as well.
Well, it is, according to the surveys. You know, for a couple of fellows like us, it's hard to acknowledge that. But part of it is they're growing up half in a virtual world already. You know, the kids stare at screens continuously, and
true.
You know, the information and social exchange is really important to them. And deference, some of the kids are driving some pretty boring cars too. it's really easy to be passionate about driving a Corvette or a Miata. But, the boring hand-me-down might not be quite what's, you know, fueling their passion. But still, parents need to set a good example, set ground rules, and the teens really should look out for one another. The survey shows that the teens listen to each other, and they're recognizing that some of their friends are getting into accidents, and accidents that could have been avoided by simply paying attention.
That's really well said. Jeff, let's turn our attention to some recent road tests that you guys have done at Consumer Reports, including a comparison test of a couple of fuel-efficient small sport utility vehicles, the Honda CR-V versus Mazda's new small one, which is called the CX-5. These are both vehicles that are good in the fuel economy area, but they both have very distinct personalities. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about these small SUVs, and also a little later on, we'll talk about a comparison test of some luxury SUVs. You're listening to Auto World live on GCN and the Automotive Radio Network.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-886-1003. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-886-1003. 800-886-1003.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We're having lots of fun and covering lots of territory with Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports Magazine. Jeff is deputy editor online for Consumer Reports Cars, and we've touched on a whole variety of things from car repairs to summer travel to distracted driving. And now we'll turn our attention to a couple of small sport utility vehicles, both totally either brand new or redesigned. This is a comparison test between the redesigned Honda CR-V and the new entrant, which is the CX-5 from Mazda. Jeff, tell us a little bit about these two vehicles.
Well, these are two competitors that line up pretty closely on paper. They both have similar prices, similar size, four-cylinder power, strive to be the most fuel-efficient in their category, but they have very different personalities. The Honda CR-V is a very family-oriented, rather roomy SUV. It gets good gas mileage with 23 miles per gallon overall in our testing. Back seat is very spacious. It does have some shortcomings, you know, such as rearward visibility. It's got a rather comfortable ride, and it's easy to get in and out of. Now, taking a slightly different tact is Mazda with its CX-5. This is an SUV that puts a little zoom into the segment. It's very enjoyable to drive. Both the handling and the steering really inspire, you know, enthusiast style driving. Perhaps this is something that young people need to experience so that they can put down their smartphone and learn what a vehicle can be. But it does have some shortcomings as well. It's a bit noisy. It also, the ride is a little firmer. Acceleration is a bit tepid. But the upside of that is its fuel economy is terrific. It got 25 miles per gallon overall in our test. And it ties with the CR-V for 32 miles per gallon on the highway. So both provide really good choices with slightly different approaches.
And the Mazda is using a new engine technology that they're calling Sky Active. And it looks like in this application, it's really working quite well in delivering those kind of fuel economy numbers.
Well, it delivers the numbers, but you can you know, really feel it working hard to do it.
Oh, yeah.
We've also recently tested a Mazda 3 with SkyActiv four-cylinder in it. That car is very seamless. Moving from the other variations of the 3 into that, it just seemed like a, you know, different, slightly more fuel-efficient car. Whereas that engine in the heavier, taller, less aerodynamic CX-5, you can tell it does work hard, and that is a concession that we're seeing in many new cars now as manufacturers are stretching to improve their fuel economy as rapidly as possible. You know, sometimes you got to give up a little bit of the kind of refined driving experience, and I suspect that today's gas prices, consumers are quickly going to accept that.
Absolutely. Let's talk luxury SUVs. Recently, you guys did a comparison test between a couple of new offerings in the SUV range. And why don't we take a look at this? These are two pricey ones. It's the ML350 for Mercedes-Benz versus the BMW X5. Both of these have very loyal followers. What were the results of the road test, Jeff?
Well, these are two vehicles, like I said, that are well-established, have been around in some form for years, and we're seeing they continue to improve, but the Mercedes really came out ahead on this. It scored 76 points out of 100 compared to 69 for the X5, and the reason for this, it's more fuel-efficient, it's quicker, it's quieter, it has a great transmission, feels very polished and refined all around. The X5, it felt like it gave up some concessions, things that you don't want to give up anything when you're paying $63,000 for a vehicle.
Mm.
You know, we found the ride was, again, choppy. Controls, as it often is with BMWs, are less than idealized. Although it's the big vehicle in the range, the third row is really best for small kids and those needing punishment. Steering is really heavy. You know, it communicates, you know, sportiness by building up Popeye forearms. And the reliability is a little bit in question based on past history. So, you know, between these two, we thought the Mercedes really stood out.
Mercedes seems to be doing some really good things of late.
Well, and in fairness, as does BMW.
Yep,
this particular one just may not be the case. And I would underscore that as was less the case before and more so now, there's the choice of the X3. The new X3 is terrific.
Yeah.
And it's darn near the size, and it makes up for almost every weakness that the X5 has.
That's a really good point, because BMW now has an X3 and now an X1, an even smaller SUV, more and more offerings in the marketplace. And they've certainly done some work on their iDrive system, but it's still rather complex. Talk about driver distraction.
Yeah, BMW, as well as some of the other prestige brands, really went a little too far a few years ago with their creative controllers for their infotainment systems. All of them are getting better, but still simple tasks like moving from one radio station to another, very difficult. You know, almost requires you just to lock in on one station and accept it. You know, for a channel surfer such as myself, you know, that is a little frustration in daily life. It's interesting, both vehicles deliver the same fuel economy in our tests. Both were 18 overall, and City Highway was almost identical as well.
And different approaches, too. I mean, the Mercedes got the 3.5-liter normally aspirated V6 hooked to a 7-speed automatic, and the BMW has the 300-horsepower, 3-liter turbocharged six-cylinder inline engine with an 8-speed automatic. So that's interesting that they got the exact same fuel economy.
And despite all the technology and money in that powertrain, fuel economy doesn't feel that thrifty at today's prices. They both require premium, which in my area is still around $4.50 a gallon.
Yep.
You know, all of a sudden that still feels a little bit expensive, but if you can afford it, you can afford it.
Got a question here from Peter in Maryland, and he would like Jeff's opinion of the Subaru Forester. He's in the market for a smaller SUV. He appreciates what we've just been talking about with the CX-5 as well as the Honda CR-V, but he would like Jeff's opinion on the Forester and any others to look at.
Sure. Well, that's an easy one. The Forester has been among our very top-rated small SUVs since this generation was introduced. It's been a top pick in the past. It's been about the most reliable in the class. It's a good overall package, balancing visibility, ease of driving, good fuel economy. It's really a smart choice. One that's been neck and neck with it has been the Toyota RAV4, which we still think is a terrific choice as well. The only little caveat on the RAV is there is a new one coming soon. Something to keep in mind. Presumably it'll be newer and better, but just know that it's coming. Likewise, the Honda CR-V that we talked about a little bit earlier is a great choice too. These vehicles all are in the same price, going for the same customer with slightly different flavors and package.
It's interesting, Jeff, as you and I have been around this automotive journalism game for a while, to note the growth of some of these vehicles. I remember, you know, both the original CR-V as well as the original offering from Toyota, the RAV4, being quite a bit different animal than the ones today.
Oh, that's absolutely true. I remember very distinctly, in part because not only I was on the launch events for these, but you know, my family's owned some of them. Yep. They own both of them. They've come a long way. And boy, going back now, they don't quite hold up. But they were pioneering at the time. The idea that you could have a small car-derived sport cute, we used to call them, you know, derived, you know, sport utility shadow, but a smaller size. They're growing up. And what we've found in other surveys than what we're talking about today is that it's fast becoming a sweet spot in the marketplace as small car drivers are looking for a little bit more space and capability. They're moving into sport cutes. And people who have had larger vehicles but need to kind of right size for their budget are also looking at that segment.
Absolutely.
They've really become a do-it-all type of vehicle.
Jeff, as usual, pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Always great fun, Bob.
And everybody, check out the June issue of Consumer Reports. It's out right now. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.